Out today, the U.S. Department of Agriculture releasing two reports, the grain stocks and also an update on wheat production. We're joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. First off, as we look at the grain stocks, what did USDA report this time?
Well, Leslie, these were the September 1st quarterly stock reports. We saw our corn come in at 1.731 billion bushels. This is a 41% increase over a year ago, almost 500 million bushels more than a year ago, the largest September 1 quarterly stocks for corn in the last 9 years. We saw a 28% increase on how much is on the farm. We saw a 48% increase on how much was off the farm versus a year ago. Now, in the soybeans, we saw 191 million bushels. That's a 108% increase over a year ago. That means we had 99 million bushels more than a year ago. On farm, storage was 133% above a year ago, while we saw off the farm 101% more. We also saw a revision to the 2014 crop. This was not really a surprise to the market. They lowered the size of the crop by 41.7 million bushels down to 3.927 billion. We saw planted acreage lowered by 425,000 acres, harvested acres lowered by 470,000 acres. We saw the 2014 yield lowered by 0.3 of a bushel per acre down to 47.5 bushels per acre. Wheat came in at 209 billion bushels on the September 1 stocks, a 10% increase over a year ago. That's 182 million more bushels than we had a year ago. There was 9% less on farm storage, and there was a 21% increase off the farm storage. Now, Milo actually came in at 18.4 million bushels. That was down 46 million from what we saw a year ago. No real surprises in the report. Even though all these numbers were larger than a year ago, they were a little less than what the trade was looking for.
Also out today, USDA released the small grain summary. And Tom, what did they find there with wheat production?
Well, Leslie, this is, like you said, where we get our final wheat production number. All wheat production came in at 2.052 billion bushels. Now, this is 26 million less than what we had. 26 million more than what we had a year ago. It was also less than what the trade was looking for today. And when you look at hard red winter, which we raised in the Southern Plains, it came in at 827 million. Now, this was an increase of 89 million over what we had a year ago, but it was also less than what the trade was looking for today. Soft red winter wheat, which is raised mainly in the Corn Belt area, 359 million. This was 96 million less than what we produced a year ago, and this was little less than what the trade was looking for. So overall, came in a little bit more positive for the wheat production numbers out there, but not enough to really say it's going to be any kind of a market changer in the near term.
Tom, with looking at these reports, obviously on the stock side, you definitely saw the big gains with a double-digit, even triple-digit gains there for the soybean stock. So do you think that this is going to weigh on the market?
I don't think it's going to have a big influence on the market. We're still more concerned because these numbers did not have any big changes in them or any wild expectations came out of them. We're still going to be looking at the market, watching the harvest that's going on of our fall crops right now. And then the next thing is, on October 9th, we're going to have our next crop production number out there as far as what the monthly USDA report shows. So I don't really think we're going to see any major bearing out of this report.
Okay, Tom, for people looking for more information, how can they reach you?
Call us on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with analysis of two USDA reports out today. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.